And now the latest report. As of 2008, the last time an estimate was performed, 1 in 88 children has autism. That's a 78% increase just over the last decade. And the question on a lot of people's minds is why.
How much of that increase is a result of better tracking, and how much of it is a result of an actual increase, we still don't know.
Researchers have discovered many genes linked to autism, but in most cases, genes are only one part of the equation. And genes alone wouldn't change that fast in just 10 years. There is something else that triggers the problem.
We're talking about infections, we're talking about social conditions, and we're talking about exposures to toxicants, things in the environment. We can diagnose autism at 2 years of age almost always, by 90% of the children, by three certainly. And we actually can diagnose it at 18 months in many children.
But according to this new report, most cases are diagnosed late, after age two or three. That's when therapy has been shown to help the most, especially with speech and communication.
Parents need to be aware of their children and how their children are interacting.
And then they need to seek help.
If you as a parent are concerned about your child, talk to your doctor, talk to your school system to see if they should be assessed, get them assessed.
This is small, this is big, keep going.
Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN, reporting.